One year in the spring, I learned a lesson that I have never forgotten. Across the river from the house were a lot of willows close together. I walked over there and noticed that there would be a bird's nest in each of the willows, sometimes two. I got to thinking that it would be real nice for all those baby birds to be able to have friends close by. I went from willow to willow, gathering up the nests and bringing them all back to one huge willow tree. I distributed them all around and in and out of the branches, and I thought I had done a really great thing. Now all the birds would have playmates. Well, when I got home about an hour later, Dad said that he couldn't understand why the birds were making such a fuss over in the pasture. I told him I had just been there and that they were all okay. He asked me what else I had done, and I told him of putting all the nests in one willow. He just took me by the hand, and away we went across the footbridge and over to the big willow. He didn't have to say a word, as I could soon see what I had done. Here were all the mother birds trying to find their own little birds to no avail. Some of the birds were dying, and I learned a very hard lesson that day about leaving birds and animals alone in their own places. Dad took me on a couple of trips when I was young. One was to the ocean, and I think it was Depot Bay. We got there after dark and stayed in a big old hotel close to the water. I didn't see the ocean until the next morning, and I was fascinated. He took me to the sea lion caves, and I thought it smelled terrible. At the gift shop, I remember buying my mother three pictures. They were scenes of the ocean with seaweed around the edges and in nice old frames. I have them now hanging in my bathroom, and they give me a lot of good memories. Another trip, about 1941 or so, Mary Jean went too, was over in Brownsville in the valley to visit with the Kumler family. They had an orchard, and Dad and I picked fruit to bring back to the ranch to can. I think that is a trip that we hit something up on the pass and had to do something to the car. Have just forgotten what. While in Brownsville, we went through the woolen mill that was there. We got a guided tour. We started where the raw wool was cleaned and separated, and on farther to where it was made into yarn and thread, and finally into blankets. Well, again, I have never smelled anything so bad. They used some kind of acid to clean the wool, and it was just made you ill. I tried to hold my nose, but that didn't work. When we finally got to the end of the whole thing where the blankets were made, the smell had let up. Dad let me pick out any blanket I wanted, so I got a saddle blanket for my horse, Nellie. All I remember is that it was gray and it worked just fine. I rode bareback a lot, so it didn't get too much use. All of my sons have been to the Lava River Caves that are just a few miles from the ranch. I started going there before they put a real trail through it with wire so that you could guide yourself. My dad and any family who happened to be at the ranch would climb Lava Butte just for fun. Afterwards, we would go through the Lava River Caves. One time, Dad, Claude, and I went down into the entrance to the cave without a lantern, as we just wanted to check it out. We had been through the cave many times, and that is when you rented a lantern from Mr. Nedro at the entrance, or else you would get lost. Well, this time, we just walked back as far as we could see and found a big rock where we just sat down. We could see the entrance, just a great big lighted hole, and here came a group of people. We just watched them coming down, and there was one fellow who was the leader who acted like he wasn't afraid of anything and was bragging about going first into this black hole. Dad decided to have some fun. He took two matches, lit them up, and held them side by side to look like eyes, and then gave out a terrible yell. This fellow stopped short, looked, couldn't see anything, and started down again. Dad did it once more, and I think this fellow was the first man out of the cave. He ran out, and all his people followed. We got quite a laugh out of it. When we came out of the cave, there they were, telling about the animals that must be down there. I always thought that was great fun. No one got hurt, and I don't think that fellow bragged again very soon.